This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
There's serious discussion of recognition of changing Australia's constitution to properly recognise Indigenous Australians. The Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Ken Wyatt, has said he wants a referendum on the question within 3 years. So it's good that people are talking about this,
Toby. Yeah, it absolutely is, Nick. So for context, just in case you may well have forgotten, there was a large forum of Indigenous organisations. It was one of the most representative organisations for a very, very long time that came together and put the Treaty of the Heart to the federal government when Malcolm Turnbull was still the Prime Minister. And it was basically, I think, quite unfairly dismissed by Malcolm Turnbull. It was the premise of it was that there would be a consultative forum that would be incorporated into the Australian Constitution. And when Indigenous issues were being discussed and debated, that forum would potentially be engaged in that process. And the Conservatives within the then Turnbull government dismissed this as creating a third chamber, and Malcolm Turnbull, basically the day after the proposal was announced, called it dead in the water. And that was, I think, a very, very unfair act. To be perfectly frank, there have been a lot of unfair acts towards our Indigenous community over the years. But so let's very much hope that this leads somewhere, Nick, because this is potentially a very important area of change. Yeah. There are already voices being raised in opposition to Ken Wyatt's proposals, though. There are Conservatives on Ken's own side of politics who have been raising issues about rushing the process. Shireen Morris is a constitutional lawyer and advisor to the Cape York Institute, and it should be said as well, was a Labor candidate in the recent federal election. She was also heavily involved in the process of developing the Treaty from the Heart that was dismissed so blithely by Malcolm Turnbull, and The Informer spoke to her earlier today to get her take on these recent conversations.
So back in 2017, there was the Uluru Statement from the Heart. So this was a historic moment in the history of First Nations advocacy for constitutional reform. And what it was, the referendum council that was put together by government conducted these 13 regional dialogues around the country where Indigenous Australians from all corners got together to discuss how they wanted to be constitutionally recognised. And that culminated in this constitutional conference at Uluru in May 2017. And basically, the consensus rallied around one constitutional reform, a First Nations voice in the Constitution. And they also asked for a Makarrata Commission, which would basically be an agreement-making, treaty-making commission set up in legislation. So two things, a voice in the Constitution and agreement-making outside the Constitution. So that's where the Indigenous consensus has landed in terms of what constitutional recognition should mean. So I'm of the view that we can't have a referendum to recognise Indigenous people unless Indigenous people themselves agree with the form it's taking. So I think it has to be a referendum on a First Nations voice in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And do you have confidence in terms of the way Ken Wyatt is discussing these options? Do you think that's something he's likely to pursue?
I'm encouraged by the steps Ken Wyatt took yesterday. I think they're positive steps forward. He's noted the importance of the Uluru Statement. He has noted that Indigenous people are asking to be heard, which is a legitimate request, you know, to want to have a fairer say in laws and policies that are made about Indigenous affairs. That's a no-brainer to me. That's how we make better policies and achieve better outcomes. So what Ken has committed to is a co-design process where government works with Indigenous Australians to flesh out what constitutional recognition would look like and also works with Labor. So I think it's uncertain. I think Wyatt is being uncertain about what the outcome of that process should end up with, but I think it's important that all of us keep pushing the fact that Indigenous people have asked through the Uluru Statement for a First Nations voice in the Constitution. So that's what we need to be building consensus around. That's what we need to be working towards.
Mm. A constitutional change is always extremely difficult. Australia's referendums have a very... there's a long history of referendums failing. Do you get the sense that there is the political will to actually get this through?
I do. So, I mean, in principle, there is bipartisan support for the principle of Indigenous constitutional recognition. And I've been working in this space for about 8 years now, and I think there's an enormous level of goodwill amongst the Australian public. And I think that's across the left and the right, that Australians really do want to see reconciliation happen. I do agree that it is a big political challenge, you know, the Constitution, to change it, requires a double majority referendum. So that means a majority of voters in a majority of states. So it's not enough just to have 50%. You got to have sort of 70, 80, 90%. And that means, ideally, you need both sides of politics leading and driving the reform and supporting the reform. It's not enough if progressives only support it. So this is the challenge. We need to build broad consensus across the political spectrum, left and right. I think Ken Wyatt is alive to that challenge, and I think we all bear a responsibility to keep doing the advocacy, keep doing the persuading, and keep driving this forward.
Well, Shireen, hopefully with advocates like yourself, and indeed, it should be said, Ken Wyatt right now, with a bit of bipartisanship, we'll be able to get this done because it is long overdue. Thank you for joining us here in The Informer.
Thanks, Toby.
That was Shireen Morris speaking to The Informer earlier today.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.